Hey, welcome back to another great episode. I'm super excited about this topic. I am Derek Mata.
And I am Andrew Goody, and we are Proud of You. Proud of You is a parenting podcast for dad advice. We talk about fatherhood. Today we're going to talk a little bit about being yourself and not just being a father. Derek had a very great topic that we've actually seen going around quite a bit. Derek, why don't you lead us off?
Hold on. The self-care is I'm excited about this one because we like you said, we always sometimes forget to just be ourselves, all right? And but it sometimes it gets to the point of are we being selfish about it? I
Yeah,
know.
especially in our society, right? Like, I feel like people are told that taking care of yourself is selfish, right? Just inherently, like taking time for yourself is selfish, which is not true.
It's not true. And one of the big things is, moms do it all. Like that we can all agree that moms are on the clock 24/7. We go to work and some of us who don't work from home go to an office and all we have to worry about is just the office. Mom's at home cooking, cleaning, taking care of kids. And so when we get home, we're like, hey, we're going to unwind. We're going to have a drink. We're going to put on some SportsCenter or whatever people watch. I don't watch SportsCenter. I'm not a sports guy. And we're like, oh, I'm going to finally unwind. And then what's your wife doing? What's your significant other doing?
Still taking care of that kid.
Still taking care of the kids, still cleaning, still cooking. And you're like, oh, I just need time to unwind. So when you take any time, you start feeling selfish about it. And so it's a hard balance, right?
Yeah, and there's it's a fine line to walk, right? Because it can become selfish, right? I mean, I hate to use the term, but there are deadbeat dads out there who don't really spend time with their kids or their wife for that matter. Because they'd rather be watching TV or playing video games or going out golfing or whatever that thing is. And that that can be, I'm not saying that taking time for yourself can't be selfish, but you need that time to wind down, because if you never wind down, if you never turn it off, if you're just bottling up that stress, it can turn into a really bad thing. And you lose who you are, right? I say it all the time. I want my kid to be an interesting, cultured, well-rounded person with interests and hobbies and just a diverse worldview. And she's not going to be that if I'm not that, right? I
Yeah,
need
that's
to
true.
have hobbies. I need to be cultured. I need to have diverse experiences and diverse views and see the world. And I can't do that if I'm always a dad, right? I need to take a step back and have hobbies of my own that I don't do with my kid. I need to have shows that I watch without, if I, as much as I love it, I can't watch Bluey exclusively.
What? Are you sure?
I mean, there have been weeks, man, where that's the only show I watch.
I can't watch any. Like, I love Bluey, but like when the kids want it all the time, I'm like, okay, I've seen this episode at least 300 times. No, like I'll admit that when my youngest son was first born, like I got into computer gaming. Like I was going from Xbox to computer gaming, so I just wanted to play with my new shiny toy. So what did I do when I got off work? It was during COVID times. I got off work, closed out of work, and fired up Call of Duty. He's like, now is my time. And of course, I didn't see it as selfish because it was my time. I earned this time. And looking back on it, like, and I've had many conversations with the wife, that she pointed out to me, like, it's okay to have played those games, but at what point am I now taking that time for my children, taking that time for her, because we always focus solely on the children. Our significant others want time too. But and so I'm starting to really learn to balance it. And it's still hard because like I have so many hobbies. You and I are very similar, Goody. Like, we just want to do everything, yeah. But there's not enough time in the day to do everything. So it's difficult because you want to do it, but you don't want to be selfish. But then you don't, like you said, you don't want to lose yourself. There's this, I think about this constantly. So I have so much to say and I just don't know how to get it all out there at one time.
Yeah, man. Well, and that's, you know, it's hard not to, being a dad becomes part of your, personality, right? Mm-hmm. I am a dad. And so that's an important part of my self-identity and the way that other people should know that I'm a dad, right? My friends, my family, the people that I work with know that I'm a dad because that's part of who I am. But it's important for that to be part of who you are, not all of who you are, right?
Yeah.
I know, and it tends to be more prevalent in moms than dads, but I think that's just a societal thing because, you know, like you said earlier, moms are always on. Moms are 24/7 mom. Whereas like I'm a dad 24/7, but for 8 hours a day, I'm not in the house, or, you know, there are chunks where, and, you know, moms work too. I'm not saying that's an exclusively dad trait, but again, this show is rife with generalities. It's important to have other things, and there are parents who fall into being just that, right? That's their whole thing. They only follow parenting Instagram pages. They only read books about parenting. They listen to podcasts about, maybe I should stop telling people not to do this. But like that's their whole thing, right? And I think that it's cool if you're into that. And like I get hyperfixated when I get a new hobby, right? So like when my daughter was born, when my wife was pregnant, I read and listened to podcasts and watched YouTube videos and learned everything I could about pregnancy and birth and babies and like women's health and all this stuff. And then my daughter was born and I learned even more about parenting and how to be a dad and what I wanted to be as a dad. But it's really easy for that to just become all you do. Right. And like, I am a dad and I'm also a huge nerd who likes D&D and video games. And I'm also a foodie who loves to cook and make drinks. And it's, you can slowly erode who you are and just become the dad, right? Yeah. and that's, it's boring. No offense to those parents who are living that, but I don't just want to be a dad. I want to be the dad who takes my kid rock climbing, or the dad who teaches my kid how to play D&D, or, you know, all of these awesome hobbies that I think made me a cool person before I was a dad. I want my kid to be a cool person. So I want to share those hobbies with her and teach her all of the neat things that I have to teach.
So yeah, and think of it this way, like a lot of us hate the question, so what do you do for fun? And you just sit there, you're like a deer in the headlights. So imagine—
I've never had that problem. My problem is always narrowing down how many things I do for fun.
Well, I mean, until, you know, recently being a pet, let's say 5 years, like I didn't know what I did for fun. I get home, what do? I don't know. Like I eat dinner and I go to bed. But like, imagine if your kids are going to school and they're like, hey, tell us about your dad. And they're like, my dad plays with me. I mean, that's cool. I'm not shitting all over that, but like, what else does your dad do? Yeah. Well, that's it. And you're like, okay, cool. Like eventually your kid is going to be, you know, the age where you want it. I'm a car guy. Like I want my kids in the garage with me when they get older and are not throwing my tools everywhere, because they did that recently. Let me tell you how aggravating that was. Great picture I have of them all with me though. I want them to be out there and I want them to be with me, but it's, I don't know. I'm thinking like that's my dream, is to have my kids in the garage with me. And I want my kids to be like, oh yeah, I worked on a Jeep with my dad this weekend. I worked on a motorcycle. Like those are my two big things, Jeeps and motorcycles. And not just be like, well, dad exists.
Yeah. Thanks, dad. Well, I think you just hit a great point, right? You want a world, you want that reality where you and your kids can share that hobby, right? And I said the same thing, right? I love rock climbing and I want to take my daughter rock climbing. My daughter's 18 months old. I'm not taking her rock climbing right now.
Just do it. Just do it.
Hey, man, I've seen there are some Instagram videos out there of people who they're like 6 months old. They're better climbers than I am.
Yeah, exactly.
but like right now in the reality that you're in, you can take your kids out to the garage, right? You can show them the motorcycle. You can, you know, maybe even pop the hood of the Jeep and show them the work that you're doing, but they can't really like help you out with that. Because they're young. And so when you have a project that you need to work on, right, if you're, you know, putting new parts in or, you know, rebuilding an engine block or whatever you're doing, you need to take time to do that, without the kids in the garage, because the last thing you need is to lose another 10 millimeter socket.
Which I knock on wood, I've never done that yet.
Oh, that's an impressive feat. I didn't know it was possible.
I keep track of my tools, you know, half decently.
Yeah. But you know, and so it's that balance, right? Of you want to spend time sharing your hobby with your kids, but you also want to have that time. And for me, it's, I mean, Zen and the Art of Motorcycles, right? Like when I'm in the garage working on a car, that's me time, right? That's when every bit of stress, I mean, there are times where that's the frustrating, rage-inducing, what the fuck is wrong with this, but most of the time when I'm under the hood, like, you know, or whatever that hobby is, right? Like, it's time that I can relax and let some of that stress go. And I want to share that with my kids because I want it to be a source of joy for them. But also, like, it's okay to take that time for yourself and have it just be a source of joy for you.
Yeah, but and to cover the other part of that, because the big thing is like us dads, like we want that time, we feel like we're deserving of that time. We have to also get with our spouses and make sure that we are giving them that time too. That is the one thing that is missed the most. I'm guilty of it. I don't know if you're guilty of it. I know a lot of other dads like, oh, moms are just staying at home all day watching Oprah or whatever. I don't know, soap operas. I don't know what people watch anymore. But they need that time too. Like you're deserving of it. They're definitely deserving of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's you can't ask for what you're not willing to give. And I'm not trying to shed all over dads needing that time, but like it's. You got to play fair in the game of
parenting. Yeah, exactly. It's not that you hit that perfectly. You can't ask for what you're not willing to give. Dads absolutely deserve decompression time to themselves, and it's important to take that self-care, however that looks for you. Moms need that too, and it's your job to figure out that balance as a family, right? You know, we talked about it a little bit on our episode last week about making time for the family, where, you know, I need time for myself. My wife needs time for herself. We need time, just the two of us. I need time, me and my daughter. She needs time, her and my daughter. Yep. And we need time with the three of us all together. And that setting up those expectations and, you know, expectation management plays a huge role in everything, right? And so setting aside time where it's like, hey, you know, Derek and I are going to go grab a beer on Friday. Can you watch the kids? And then Saturday, I'll take them to the park, or we'll, you know, do whatever so that you and your friends can go get mimosas, or, you know, you can lay in bed and watch a show without kids climbing on you, whatever your wife's joy is, you know, like, and just making those compromises and finding that balance, it's huge. I mean, that's what makes or breaks family sometimes.
No, I mean, you're definitely right. And my wife, I always tell her like, hey, I'll get up with, I tell her, hey, I'll get up with kids. Like, you just lay in bed, you take care of yourself, go take a damn nap. Like cause my wife for the past 3 years has been the one to get up in the middle of the night when the kids are crying or, you know, potty training and all that. And so I'm like, you stay in bed, you know, you're tired, go lay down. I'll take care of the kids. But she's hard-headed. I love that woman to death. She's so hard-headed. And she goes, if I can hear the kids, I'm not relaxed. Like, no, that's not what I want to hear. I want to hear, thanks, honey.
Yeah. It's Well, and it's challenging, man, because I think there's a genetic component there, right? Of like, not to say that men can't take care of kids, but mom is wired where like if she hears that baby crying, it puts her into fight or flight mode where she needs to take care of that baby. And I think dads have it easier being able to kind of there's a switch, right? Because I definitely have that mode. But it's not a default setting. I can turn it off. Like, whereas my wife, you know, if I'm with the baby so that she can sleep in, but she hears Alana crying out back as we're playing on the swing set, she's not going to be able to sleep. She's not going to be able to relax and watch a show or whatever.
It's like, what's wrong with my baby?
And the other half there, you know, the other piece of that expectation management is follow through, right? If I say, hey, we're going to grab a beer on Friday, so I'm going to take the kids on Saturday, show up Saturday, take the kids, make sure that you're not, because that's where you cross that line into selfishness, is when you're taking more than you're giving. You know, and it can be, parenting is overwhelming, right? We've said it time and time again. No matter how you do it, there's a million different ways to be a great dad, and all of them are stressful. It can be easy to want to take too much. And you just have to keep yourself in check and say, hey, you know, I recognize that I have been taking more time than I have been giving you. How can I help? Like, can you like schedule a day for yourself, schedule whatever, you know, and you know, give back to your partner as much as you're taking.
So what I did for my wife, for the past Christmas, knowing as much as that woman does for the family, for the kids, is I said, one weekend a month, I'm pretty much I kicked her out of the house, but in a good way. I said, here's my credit card, get yourself a hotel room and just go do whatever you want. Like, and my wife works full time, so me giving her the credit card doesn't, like, we make the same amount of money, but it's like, here's
Shared
my credit card,
finances and
just
everything.
exactly. So I was like, here, like, don't worry about checking your bank account, like, go. And she loved it, absolutely loved it. And I would highly recommend it for other dads. Like, tell your spouse, your significant other, just one weekend a month, go pamper yourself however you want. If you want to go get a hotel room and just sleep all day, do it. Like, and she loved it. Unfortunately, finances got a little rocky there and she hasn't done it since. And I keep, you know, we revisit the conversation constantly, like, hey, you know, it stopped, let's say, 6 months ago. Like, so it's all like back pay. Like, I am going to honor those months until she uses all 12 of those months to take care of herself with no children, so she can relax and not hear a baby cry and not be able to get that sleep.
No, it's awesome. And it, I mean, it, everybody's finances are different. Obviously, like that's awesome. That's a very privileged thing to be able to do. But like, even just, you know, something, you know, we talked about, she's not gonna be able to rest if she can hear the baby cry. A lot of the time, my gift to my wife is when I wake up with Alana, I will just throw her in the stroller and we'll walk to the park so that we're out of the house and my wife can sleep. Because then, if you know, and like 9 times out of 10, Alana's having a good time anyway, but laughing, crying, anything in between, mom hears baby, she's gonna have a hard time sleeping. So like, we go and have a great time out of the house, right? I'll go take her to the park, and then when we get back, we'll go straight from the stroller to the car, and I'll do the grocery shopping for that week or whatever, you know, so that we can knock out like, okay, Alana woke up at 7 a.m. I'm gone out of the house with her for 3 to 4 hours so that mom can sleep in, watch a show. You know, my wife enjoys doing, you know, I don't want to say she enjoys doing housework, but she likes having a clean house. So sometimes what she wants to do in that downtime while I have the kid is just catch up on the laundry that neither of us have had time to fold this for weeks, right? Like, and that can be a certain kind of self-care too, right? Like, I do it on nights where she has Alana, where like I'll just go and vacuum our bedroom, or like, you know, those things that can fall through the cracks or get complicated when you have a toddler in the house. God forbid too, like you have.
We walk around with cereal. Oh, Jesus.
Man, I that's a great reminder that I need to move my couch because there's a field of Cheerios under it.
I haven't moved mine in like 2 months. So I'm very scared of what's under there. So, I mean, like you said, what I was doing is very privileged, but what you're doing is also probably carrying as much weight as what I'm doing. So like, obviously dads don't need to take the extreme of what I'm doing. I have been blessed by working my finances in a way that this works for me. But if you just send your wife to, I don't know, go get a pedicure or manicure or get her, I know women love getting their hair done, but it, you know, expensive, time constraints, like little things, just tell them, honey, go take care of yourself.
Yeah. And that's, I'm not trying to say anything negative about the extravagant route that you've taken. I think that's awesome. If you have the means, I highly recommend it. Yeah. To quote Ferris Bueller. But I'm just saying, it doesn't always have to be that big thing, right?
Exactly.
Because that can be really intimidating for people. I know for me, a lot of the time, especially when Alana was first born, I felt like I have to give Emily a day, right? I have to be able to give her hours, right? We're really if I can just show up and let her sit down for 20 minutes instead of chasing a toddler around, that's a gift. If I can, be primary parent and handle, dinner, because right now she's teething and getting her to eat can be challenging. Me shouldering that stress so that my wife can eat a meal with two hands and not a toddler, kicking and throwing and stuff, because I'm the one who's managing that. That's showing up, the awesome weekend. That's rad. But it doesn't have to be a big thing every time. You can show up every day in little ways. And I think that reminding yourself that accessibility is there, right? You don't need to wait to do something. And the same thing goes for you, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to wait until you have a guys' weekend planned. You don't have to wait until there's a camping trip or a game that you want to go to. It can be, hey, babe, can you watch the baby for 20 minutes while I watch this YouTube video? Can you, I'm going to, jump on and play Call of Duty for 30 minutes. Can you watch the baby? Like, that time is just as valuable in small chunks as it is in big chunks.
And I think what you're trying to get at, and what we're trying to get at is our significant others will be more open to the self-care that we need if we're willing to give them what they need. And obviously it's not a I'm giving you a dollar, you give me a dollar back kind of thing. Like I said, it's not a fair game. It's better that you give more than you receive. But if every Friday and Saturday, because I'm guilty of it, so I'm going to use myself as an example. Every Friday and Saturday, I'm like, hey, I'm going to go game with the boys. And then your wife's like, when is the me time coming in here? And you're like, it's Friday and Saturday. I'll give you the rest of the week. And they're like, but I want your Friday or your Saturday. Let me tell you, weekends carry a lot more weight than the weekdays, obviously, depending on how your schedule works out.
We're assuming a Monday through Friday schedule. Whatever your weekend is, it could be a Tuesday.
Exactly. But and I feel like I'm getting lost at what I'm trying to say here. But I don't know. I'm losing it. I had it here, and it gets lost coming out.
No, it's all good, man. It's tough. So what are some of the ways that you, we've talked about working on cars and playing video games, but what are some of the ways that you decompress, right? Like, you get home from a crazy busy day at work and you need, whatever that, I won't allot a time to it, because for some guys it's 5 minutes, for some guys it's an hour. But to switch that gear from work mode to home mode and kind of decompress, what are some of the things that you do to help yourself jump into family mode?
A lot of the times, and what I do, and it's been an argument between the wife and I know a lot of families probably have it, is, originally it was getting on my phone, I finally have time to scroll Facebook or what. I mean, that's because that's all I have, as stated in previous episodes. But no, I put my phone away unless obviously like I see that it's something important, which you and I have discussed, but we won't get into this. And I sit there and I just talk to the wife. We go over our days and the kids are running around and they're, Daddy, look at this. Daddy, can you play with me? Daddy, can you chase me? And then it's like, okay, I'm gonna do that. And then it's like, hey, I'm talking to mommy real quick. And it's a smooth transition. Well, hey, she's cooking dinner and then we're talking, and we're catching up with each other. And just like that's how I decompress. Yes, are there times that I sit on the couch and I crack open a beer? Yes. And but I let her know previously, like, babe, like today's one of those days that I just need to get home and I'm gonna have a beer. Like, and I go into detail, so she's like, it's understandable. Or she's telling me, like, I need a break from these kids, even if I'm just running to the grocery store. I'm like, cool. Like, I know exactly where you're going the moment I step in this house.
Hey, pro strategy, that is a great time to check in with your partner, right? Rather than just saying, hey, I'm on my way home. I had a really rough day. I need to grab a beer. There's nothing wrong with that, right? Because communication is the foundation there, and that is telling your wife. That's setting the expectation, right? But if you jump that next step and say, hey, babe, how's your day? How are you doing? Or like, how was your day with the kids? How are you doing? I had a really rough day and would love, you know, if you have the spoons for it, I would really love to be able to just, you know, decompress for a little bit when I get home because work was really stressful. Is that okay? Because just because you had a shitty day doesn't mean she didn't have a worse one, right?
Yeah,
And
exactly.
so maybe she needs a beer more than you need one.
Yeah,
And having that check-in and that communication is a really good way to ensure that balance we were talking about earlier, where it's not always, hey babe, I'm coming home. I had a rough day. I need a beer. Some days it's, hey babe, I'm coming home. I know you had a rough day. Go throw a bottle of wine in the fridge and start chilling it or whatever, you know?
so it's give and take, and like it's letting him know, not even like I'm on the way home, like usually it's right in the middle of the day and toward like right before, I mean I have an hour commute and I feel like a lot of people have a lengthy commute. I'm like, all right, I'm headed home, like beer time. Like luckily I work in the same I work with my wife, so I'm messaging her all day. So
Yeah.
like, oh, these people, like, oh, I need a beer at 3 after this. So she usually understands my frustration by the time I'm coming home.
Yeah. That's actually one thing I think and upsides and downsides, I wouldn't trade it. But that is kind of one thing that I miss about working in an office because working from home, when I'm done with work, I close my laptop and I exit my office and then I'm in my home. Having a commute gave me time, right? I would listen to a comedy podcast or music that I really
Yeah.
like, and it gave me 45 minutes to an hour to do that decompressing, right? To leave work in the office. And it's part of the reason why one of my boundaries for working from home is that I have to have a home office. Because for me, I need to be able to close this door and leave work at work, or else I will not be a good partner. I will not be a good dad because I still have all of that weight of work and all of, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, the analysis that I was running or you know, whatever. I'm not going to get into what I
Yeah.
do for a living, but like I'm going to have work on the brain, and so I'm going to be kind of like distant and distracted, and commuting as again as much as I. The benefits of working from home far outweigh the benefit of a commute, in my opinion, and I think in most people's opinion. But it was a nice time frame where I knew every single day when I got off of work, I was going to have 45 minutes to an hour of me time in the car. And like for me, I'm a super low anxiety person. You know this, and this is probably very different for you, Derek, because I know you have more anxiety than I do. I don't get stressed out in the car, even when I'm driving on a crazy crowded freeway in Phoenix where nobody knows how to drive. Like, I can still have a good time. I like driving. And so I can still have a great time and just listen to a podcast I like or some music that I like, and it's a jam. Like, I'm having the time of my life. I might as well be riding a ride in Disneyland because I'm riding the I-10 home for 45 minutes. And it helps me shed off if I'm pissed, it helps me put that aside. If I had a really great day, it helps me like compartmentalize the good work that I can go home and tell my wife about the awesome day that I had, but not like just talk about work the whole time after I get home. And I think that that's something that people overlook in, you know, working from home is sometimes I have to stop working and hang out in my office for a little bit and do some of that decompression before I step out, and kind of have a mental commute home, if you will. So that I can show up and be a dad when I walk in the door.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that my wife has called me out on, because she works from home full time. Plus she's stay at home mom, for lack of a better term here, air quotes, when she clocks out for the day, like there's no break in there. And yeah, I've get that 45 minutes to an hour, and I'm just sitting there blaring my music, listening to my podcast. And I'm like, man, this is a great time. Like, and yes, like, the traffic drives me absolutely insane. I do love driving, not in traffic.
Yeah.
But I get that time, and she does not. So her frustrations build because she has no way. She doesn't have that self-care. So back to the whole balancing, like, she needs that just like we need that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's an awesome time to have that exchange too, right? Of maybe because you get that commute time, when you get home from work, you watch the kids for however long your commute is, so that your wife can have a commute to chill out from the day that she's had working and watching the kids. I'm not suggesting that you change your, I'm not pitching you this idea. I'm just saying it's a good time to be able to say, like, hey, like I had my time to decompress for the last hour. Do you want some time? Can I give you the gift of what I just had, which is 45 minutes to an hour of relaxation, not relaxation, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. And anybody listening, we'll understand what we're trying to get to.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's one of those things. Hold on, because I've got the thing I had mentioned to you, that screenshot.
Right after Derek and I talked about doing an episode on self-care, it was kind of the universe just put this in front of us because he saw this post on Facebook that was talking about caring for yourself without being selfish.
Exactly. And you know, we kind of touched on, you know, giving your spouse time and letting him know. Communication. I'm guilty of poor communication. You have to be able to open up to your spouse. Like, it is a two-way street, right?
Yeah.
They can't know what you want if you don't tell them what you want or need, in this case. Always, you know, making time for your spouse is another one of these. Communicating. And I like this line. It says, guilt says I did a bad thing, while shame is I am a bad person. And it cuts it off. Like, you feel guilty about taking that time if you haven't done anything that you felt like has actually earned it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's something that, you know, we talked about, you know, glorifying dessert in our nutrition episode, where like, you have to have dinner so that you can have dessert. A lot of us grew up with that mentality, and it can transitively apply to a lot of the rest of your life, right? I have to work so that I can relax. I have to, you know, grind so that I can play. And to some effect, there's truth in that, because you need balance in your life. And, you know, I have to work so that I can pay the bills for the house, but also I have to play because I'll go crazy if I don't. You know, and it's finding that balance between the two.
Yeah, exactly. And it's pretty much said everything we need to on that topic. Like, take care of yourself. Like, there's so many guys out there who, like you said, are work driven or dad driven, and forget that they are in fact a person. They are not a machine. They're not a cog that makes a machine run. Like, you get burnt out eventually. What happens when you bottle it all up? It comes out in a fight when it didn't need to, when it could have been avoided by having a beer once a week with a buddy, going golfing once a week, every other week. It doesn't have to be once a week. Like,
yeah, the timeline is arbitrary, and what you do is arbitrary. It's all about finding the thing that helps you be a better you, right? Yes. And we live in a society, and thankfully it's starting to change a little bit, but men's mental health isn't something that gets talked about a lot. men's emotional health isn't something that gets talked about a lot. It's important. Make yes. time for it. Because when I just statistically, when men snap, we snap bad. And so, you know, making time to relieve that stress and to care for yourself, it's important. And there's this stereotype of the deadbeat dad, if you will, who's always playing video games and drinking beer and not paying attention to his kids, or who's just sitting on the couch watching football all day and like doesn't give to their wife, doesn't take care of their family. But I think more often than not, based off of the experience that I've had and the guys that I know across a diverse, spectrum of dudes, guys are way more apt to take care of their families than they are to take care of themselves, right? Mm-hmm. I will go to town to make sure that my wife doesn't have stress. It's way harder for me to take time for myself to reduce my own stress. I want to carry that burden because society has taught me that that's my job. Carry it all, shoulder it all, keep working through it, figure it out. And that is part of what my job is, but also I need to take that time. I need to show up for myself in the same ways that I'm showing up for my wife. I need to show up for myself in the same ways that I'm showing up for my kid, because my stress levels are just as important as my wife's stress levels, and my fun and entertainment is just as important as my kid's fun and entertainment. And that can be really easy for guys to forget.
No, exactly. And I think the big thing is like kind of why we started this podcast is we want dads to reach out to other dads. Like we have issues and we need to talk about them. Like sometimes it's not even just playing the game or drinking the beer or watching the sports. Like it's talking to a like-minded individual who can relate to you. We're always open. Like we have our different social media accounts. We have our emails. We want to connect one dad to another dad because we might not have experienced the issue that somebody's going through, but we want to expand what we're doing here so that no dad feels alone in this world or feels that this is my burden. I just have to bear it. Yes and no. Like we all need a release, physical or mental kind of thing.
Yeah. No, and you know, there's the expression it takes a village is so common in parent in child raising, right? And most of the time when you hear it takes a village, the idea is it takes a village to raise a child. You need moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas and cousins and aunts and uncles and friends to take care of this kid to make sure that the kid grows up. And that's true. But the reason why it takes that is because you can't shoulder all of the stress of parenthood alone. You need a village, right?
Yes.
You need other guys who know the stress that you're going through, who see it from your perspective and can help shoulder that burden. Your wife needs other moms who know the stress of being a mom and can help shoulder that burden. It's not just a physical presence of people in your life to take care of your kid physically. It's emotional and mental support for you, for your wife, for your kid.
Exactly. We want to open that to dads because I am a steel cage. Like I don't tell anybody anything. So if I do, you should feel lucky. But yeah. I'm trying to find that network in which I can reach out to when I have issues.
Yeah. Well, and we're all about breaking cycles, right? I mean, that's yes. the reason why we're that way and working on ourselves is because that's how society is, right? And we want better. We want better for you. We want better for us. We want better for our kids.
That's right.
So that, you know, when Derek's son grows up and has his own kids, and, you know, when my daughter grows up and has her own kids, their generation isn't, you know, powering through that social struggle of, oh, I can't talk about the stress that I have. I can't exactly. take time for myself. I need to bottle it up and just figure it out. So yeah. And like Derek said, please, if you're struggling, I mean, postpartum depression happens for dads too. It's really rough. reach out to us. Hit us up at proudofyoudads@gmail.com or at proudofyoudads on Instagram or Twitter. We're always happy to talk to you and to create a community. If you're watching us on YouTube, you know, comment down below if what your struggles are or the way that you like to decompress, right? How do you spend your time when you take your self-care, right? Do you go golfing? Do you take a bath? Do you mow the lawn? Because I know that that's cathartic for some freaks out there.
Hey, my neighbor does it and he has a beautiful lawn.
Oh man, it's that he does it in both directions and everything, I'm sure.
It is a 12 month a year job for this guy.
I love it. But yeah, because you know, being a dad is hard, but you're doing it and we're proud of you. Let's touch base on this again. I think this is a huge topic and I'd love to hear from the people in our community. Comment, email us, tell us what your thoughts are. And, you know, if you disagree with anything that we say, please let us know that too. This is an advice podcast, but it is a support group. We are here to talk about how tough things are and the way that different people approach them. So please let us know how you're feeling and how we can do better.
And also tell your other dad friends, like, because the more you can tell them, the more we can help and reach out to other people with comments and whatnot.
Yeah, please. I mean, you know, YouTubers are always talking about like, comment, subscribe, share this. You don't have to like it. We'd love it if you did. But share this episode with another dad who needs to take some time for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, because we're trying to grow and we're trying to help as many dads as we can. And it is an altruistic fight. We want to help as many dads feel seen and heard as we can. We're not trying to get rich off of this channel. We don't make anything doing this. And the only marketing or advertising that we have is word of mouth. You know, we don't spend a dime advertising this podcast. It is all you guys sharing it. And we appreciate every single one of you dads out there, and moms, cause about half of our listenership is women who don't have kids. So thanks, internet. well, I think that's a great place for us to wrap up this week. Appreciate every single one of you so much for supporting us and for listening.
Yes.
Until next week, I'm Andrew Goody.
I'm Derek Mata.
And we are proud of you.